The Science of Wholeness, Part 2, by Russell Simmons. Introduction for Part 2. A Vision for Humanity's Future. An inspiring revelation. In the early 1980s, I experienced a profound moment of inspiration, one that has stayed with me ever since. This vision, which I immediately felt compelled to write down, spoke to the critical role that yoga and Eastern philosophy could play in shaping the future of humanity. It was a vivid reminder that the spiritual wisdom of the East holds the key to unlocking the potential of humankind. A potential that, if nurtured, can guide us toward a future of harmony and enlightenment. The Highway to Infinity. Humanity stands on the threshold of an infinite journey, a vast highway stretching toward a future teeming with boundless possibilities. But we are still in our infancy, and the choices we make now will determine whether we embark on this glorious path or risk extinction due to our carelessness. As we witness the imbalance between intellectual achievement and spiritual wisdom, the urgency of this moment becomes clear. We must evolve beyond mere technological prowess and embrace the spiritual insights that have long guided the sages of the East. The ancient practices of meditation, yoga, and the deep spiritual philosophies of the East could one day spread like a healing balm across the Western world, filling the void left by spiritual ignorance. These time-tested wisdoms have the power to transform not only individuals, but entire societies, inspiring us to use our technological advancements for the betterment of all life. Imagine a future where powerful spiritual principles guide the ethical use of technology, where human progress is measured not just by innovation, but by the growth of the soul. In a century or two, the cultivation of the soul could be recognized as humanity's most important endeavor. Perhaps by the 22nd century, spiritual giants, masters of yoga and meditation, will walk among us as a testament to a new golden age. In this vision, the world would be united not by politics, economics, or national borders, but by a shared commitment to peace, love, and enlightenment. Racial, national, and religious divisions would dissolve, replaced by a harmonious blending of all cultures and the recognition that we are all part of the same cosmic fabric. In this ideal future, humanity would no longer see itself as separate from nature, but as an integral part of the universe. Our cultures, technologies, and systems would evolve in harmony with the natural world, glorifying life itself. Every aspect of human existence would be elevated, not in the name of progress for its own sake, but in the name of joy, the deep, abiding joy that comes from living in alignment with the divine. The power of determination to find God. An unshakable resolve. I have locked my heart's deepest attention on God and thrown away the key. This level of unwavering determination is essential for anyone seeking the divine. God is the source of all goodness, the wellspring from which even your most wondrous dreams can materialize. In the pursuit of God, you hold the master key to all fulfillment, the source of all joy, and the fountainhead of divine sweetness. Why not make the pursuit of divine joy your highest priority? Life is fleeting, and it is a race against time to discover the eternal before the inevitable Grim Reaper arrives. Chasing worldly desires only binds us further to the illusion of material existence, perpetuating cycles of reincarnation and suffering. Each lifetime offers a precious opportunity to seek wholeness, to rediscover our true nature as spiritual beings. It is a tragedy that so much of life is wasted on fleeting concerns, pressures, and responsibilities that, in the end, offer little to the soul. Society must urgently shift its focus toward nurturing the soul's needs, toward encouraging the discovery of our true essence as children of the divine. Otherwise, life risks being spent on pursuits that make little sense in the grand scheme of existence. The ultimate purpose of life is to reconnect with the divine, to live in the joy, peace, and love that flow from this sacred union. Let us not delay in this quest, for every moment is a gift, and the time to seek God is now. The Destiny of Humankind. A Global Awakening. As the world rapidly transforms into a global village, the urgency for higher consciousness and world peace becomes undeniable. Without these, our collective future teeters on the edge of catastrophe, where the flames of nuclear devastation could consume us all. Humanity, disconnected from its innate divine intelligence, remains perilously vulnerable, not only to the chaotic forces of nature, but to its own self-destructive tendencies. If we are to survive as a free, self-determining species, we must undergo a profound evolution, one that transcends the physical and awakens our divine potential. Our destiny calls for us to transform our bodies into radiant expressions of light, energy, and wisdom. Yet, those who resist change, who cling to dogmatism and narrow-mindedness, may be caught off guard by the coming shifts. The religions of the world must evolve beyond rigid doctrines, giving way to each individual's personal quest for unity with the one light that shines behind all spiritual traditions. We cannot afford to remain trapped in the confines of prejudice and ignorance. If humanity is to awaken to the higher realities, we must open ourselves to the boundless possibilities of life, preparing for the unknown challenges that lie ahead. A higher evolution. Human life, as we know it, is destined to ascend into higher, subtler forms, forms that will rely less on physical sustenance and more on the profound energies of the cosmos. Negative ions, cosmic energy, organ, the Holy Spirit, and sunlight may one day nourish us in ways we can scarcely imagine. Throughout history, saints and mystics, especially those in India and the Himalayas, have already shown us glimpses of this transformation. These enlightened beings have lived for centuries on minimal physical sustenance, drawing instead from the infinite reservoirs of divine energy. Among these great beings is the legendary Mahavatar Babaji, a master whose spiritual evolution has reached such heights that his body no longer casts a shadow and can dematerialize at will. His existence is one of infinite bliss, accessible only to a select few disciples. Babaji's spiritual attainment is beyond human comprehension, yet his influence has been monumental throughout history. He has guided some of India's greatest spiritual figures, such as Sri Shankaracharya in 800 AD, the Saint Kabir in the 15th century, and Lahiri Mahasaya in the 19th century. Lahiri Mahasaya, in turn, passed this divine wisdom to Sri Yukteswara, the guru of Paramhans Yogananda, whose autobiography of a yogi introduced many to the mysteries of Babaji. More recently, Yogaraj Gurunath Siddhanat, a master in his own right, has shared his direct experiences with Babaji in his remarkable book, Wings to Freedom, continuing the lineage of Kriya Yoga in the West. The emergence of a new humanity. Beings like Babaji and other enlightened souls, Trailanga Swami, Basuda Nanda Paramahansa, Milan Mar, and Poor Haribaba, have demonstrated abilities that defy the limitations of the physical world. These masters can materialize objects, partake of food from cosmic energy, and exist in states of divine ecstasy that far transcend the fleeting pleasures of physical existence. In this evolved state, human beings will no longer be bound by the narrow gratifications of physical desires, including drinking, drugs, and gluttony. Instead, they will experience a profound spiritual union, one that mirrors the physical but transcends it entirely. This divine intercourse, a communion from cell to cell, will eclipse any worldly pleasure, ushering in a new form of sacred love free from selfishness and lust. As humanity evolves, those who reach these heights of consciousness will embody an extraordinary eternal beauty. Relationships will transform into expressions of pure divine love, with marriages rooted not in social or material concerns, but in the joy of spiritual connection. The senses will no longer be the sole source of enjoyment. Instead, individuals will tune into the music of the spheres, the astral symphonies that reverberate throughout the cosmos. These celestial sounds, known in yoga as Surat Shabd or Anahata Dhwani, will provide a depth of inner joy far surpassing any external pleasure. The human God, our future self. Humanity's destiny is nothing less than to evolve into a new species, a divine form of Homo sapiens, no longer a mere naked ape, but a radiant being clothed in the powers of immortality, bliss, love, and divine intelligence. All faculties will merge into a harmonious whole, enabling direct communion with God, not just as a divine person, but as the Absolute itself. Knowledge will no longer be limited to the senses or rational thought. Instead, it will arrive in flashes of pure insight, direct from the source of all truth. Our ultimate destiny is to become countless focal points of God consciousness, ever evolving in the eternal dance of love with the divine, both in the universe and within each other. Endless possibilities await those who dare to be pioneers of cosmic love, ever striving toward new horizons of spiritual realization. What we will explore in part two. In the next section, we will dive deep into the practical elements of this transformation. We'll explore the foods essential for maximum metabolic efficiency, vital for achieving advanced states of meditation and higher consciousness. You'll learn how to control food cravings, manage weight, and the benefits of incorporating raw and whole foods into your diet. We will also examine the remarkable role of probiotics, such as Lactobacillus acidophilus, in creating ideal physical, mental, and spiritual health, and how brain supplements can help combat stress. By drawing comparisons between the energy needed for sports competition and the energy required to blast off into samadhi, I will illustrate the physical and spiritual demands of this journey. I will also provide insights into specific herbs, amino acids, and other natural substances that alleviate depression and other nervous system challenges, helping you on the path to enlightenment. This comprehensive approach, combining diet, meditation, and spiritual practice, will unlock almost supernatural results when these elements work synergistically. In part two, we will also explore the mystical dimensions of meditation, the process of dying, resurrection, and the nature of God. And in lesson 11, I will reveal a common herb, which, when used during water fasts, can be a transformative breakthrough on the road to wholeness. The journey toward divinity is both profound and practical, and I invite you to take these next steps with me as we uncover the secrets to ultimate transformation.